Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1. What's going on with the Tigers and Scoobal in this arbitration deal? We'll get to that today at 12:05. In the meantime, feedback coming in. Maybe if Brad had one of those third-round picks he gave up for Tesla, he would have more ammo for the trade. That's from Brian in Grand Blanc. He was asked about that yesterday. He said, yeah, you know what you're doing when you give up those third-round picks, and you have to be comfortable with it. And he was comfortable with it. And Tesla is interesting because there's, you know, he's made some swings and misses with what he's done in the third round with trades and moving around. And he's got Broderick Martin on that resume. He's got Hendon Hooker on that resume. Now he's made a trade. And yeah, if you don't have Isaac Tesla, I mean, if you don't make the playoffs anyway, then what difference did he really make? We'll know long term. I mean, if Tesla goes on to have a great career, then giving up third round picks is worth it.
Yeah, you have to be at peace when you make those deals. Otherwise, don't make those deals, right? Yeah. But that's where I find it weird. Like, Holmes is aggressive in the draft. It's not like, it's just, he's not aggressive at the trade deadline and free agency. I go back to, the Tesla might work out, okay? The Manu might not. Those are two aggressive moves where a lot of people felt like you didn't have to do what you did to get those guys, but they felt very, they had conviction in those players.
Everything's done with intention.
Yes.
Right?
And so they don't have those same, conviction, I guess, with guys to trade at the trade deadline.
Well, if you think about his background, though, he was director of college scouting with the Rams. Like, this is his bread and butter, is going after people in the draft. And so, if he were the director of pro personnel, which is a guy who looks at other teams' rosters and tries to take them off, go steal guys off other teams' rosters, he might have a totally different approach. But let's go to Landon. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Landon.
How you doing?
Okay.
I just had a question. I was wondering what y'all think about Montgomery. I think he's going to stay next year?
Don't know. That was kind of left open-ended yesterday. I hope they keep him personally.
I don't think they will. I think if it ends up saving him money, that's the route they're going to go because they have other needs. And I like David Montgomery a lot. I think he adds to this offense, but running backs can be a dime a dozen in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got your running back one. You need to find a running mate. They can find one in the draft. They can find one in free agency for cheaper. Or maybe they'll just give somebody more carries in-house. I don't think he's coming back.
You want him back, Landon?
No, I think we got Gibbs. I don't think we need him.
So, yes, they do have Gibbs. Most backfields have two guys they can rely on. I'm not sure if they don't have David Montgomery that they've got that. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go get somebody. You might be able to get someone cheaper. I think the cap number on Montgomery is relatively high. Next year he's 8.37, which is about what it was this year. But his dead cap number, Okay, so to move on from him, last year would have cost him $12.729 million. This year cost him $4.862 million. So you'd save $4 million. If you trade him, the base salary is $5.4 million. That's what a team trading for him would give. I don't think you'll get much, but what you get is cap space to maybe address something you need more.
Judging by how Holmes addressed that question yesterday, guys, it doesn't sound like David Montgomery's coming back, but I really think they should think about bringing him back. But it sounds like this might be a Montgomery issue where he's, you know, he's not happy with his role. Mm-hmm. I would say, not to be rude, but too bad, because we need you. You know, we should use you more than what we did maybe, but he's not. It's not going to be a 50-50 split. We know this. Gibbs is just too good to take off the field. And I think it's important to have the backup. And I do think he plays a real role on this team, even when Gibbs is healthy. I think he's that good. Like, and they knew this, by the way. They extended him when they didn't even have to. He could be done right now. His original contract would be over, and he could move on, and they wouldn't have any dead cap. But they gave him a 2-year extension. So they knew this was a possibility. So they gave him the extension thinking they were going to use him with Gibbs, because they knew Gibbs was going to be good too.
I think he's a casualty of the offensive line not being as good as it was. If the offensive line is as good as it was or close to it, it's hard to be that way when you lose, you know, all pro Frank Ragnow. But if there were a better offensive line, they wouldn't have as many three and outs. They'd have extended more drives, and he'd get more carries, and he'd have, you know, more weight to throw around there, because he would have more stats and he'd have more touchdowns. But that wasn't the case this year.
248-539-9797. I'm tired of the Holmes bashing. Do people forget how bad this team was before he got here? He built this team to be relevant and raised expectations. Was this season good enough? No. This is a huge offseason. Let's see how he responds. That's from Pat in Canton. From Mike in Birmingham. The results do speak for themselves. 9-8, missed the playoffs. You can cherry pick the stats you want, but pass rush is a top need for this team. Well, Mike, I guess we just have a disagreement. I think interior of the offensive line is a top need. I think safety is a top need. I think defensive tackle is a top need. I would love to bring back Elkhudi Mohammed. I would love to bring him back.
I'd love that.
If they don't, then yes, they need an edge, because it's not going to, if the answer is not Davenport. They tried that, didn't work.
No. Oh, no.
That's a fail. But it's probably a bit of a stretch to think the answer is Hassanin. So, yes, it could become a top need for them, Mike. But as it stands right now, if they don't get a veteran interior offensive lineman, specifically a center, I'll be really worried. If they don't, that probably means they have faith in Ratledge manning that position. Unnamed texter, why are you guys so quick to defend this guy? Last season, he was the villain mindset, all high in his own supply. He had receipts for us fans, and it was tacky. Where are those receipts now, Brad? Well, first of all, I defend him against what I think is unfair criticism. I think somebody is unfair to him. I don't care about all that receipt stuff. I didn't like it either, but I'm not, it doesn't gonna, it's not gonna, just because I don't like something he did, that shouldn't impact the job that I think he's done as the general manager. Right? I mean, okay, so he did something tacky during a press conference. And I said at the time, I do not like this. However, it doesn't, nor should it, in my opinion, change the job that I think he did as a general manager.
Yeah, and was he humbled a bit yesterday?
Sounded like it.
I think maybe he was humbled a little bit yesterday. But you're not throwing him out because he was humbled or because you thought it was a tacky press conference a year ago. And I'm not going to disagree with that when he's, you know, cashing in receipts a year ago. I didn't like that either. But he's got a job to do. Let him do his job. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't do it well enough this offseason, this is a pretty important offseason. The expectations are extraordinarily high. And he's got to go out there and get this team back in the playoffs as best as he can. And if he's not getting the job done, then he'll find his way to another job.
248-539-9797.
But he's not on the fast track to that.
Brad Holmes is aggressive in the wrong area. He only gives up day two picks on projects. Instead of then from an unnamed texter, instead of trading picks to move in the draft, trade them for established players like Ryan Poles did. I have no problem with that. In fact, if you're sitting there in the first round, and somebody wants to give you a high quality center for your first round pick, great. But I don't know how many teams are looking to give up their high quality center.
Right.
People acting like they were so far off or out of touch. Having Kirby down the stretch would have added two wins, which could have been the division. Well, yeah. I mean, there is this variable that hovers over this team that we haven't even brought up, and that is injuries. And I like that they're going to take a long, hard look at everything, including why so many guys get hurt, and Campbell, you know, seemed to want to, that's something that they want to address. In football, man, in football, as you like to say, it's a violent sport. Stuff happens.
That's exactly what it is.
Nick in Farmington Hills. Scott and Doug, I do think Brad is on the hot seat. He got nothing in the offseason last year to make this team better or at the trade deadline. As I see it now, the Lions deserve an empty Ford Field if they do nothing in free agency.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Or trading. Well, I mean, Nick, this goes back to, if they don't do it your way, they deserve an empty Ford Field. They deserve an empty Ford Field if they start to suck again. This team went from great to average, record-wise. Could I see them getting back to great with some some moves in the offseason? Yeah. I mean, what you are saying is if they do nothing in free agents or trading-wise, they're going to do something.
Well, if we want to look at this team and say how bad they were this year because they didn't make the playoffs, and I'm not happy they didn't make the playoffs. I don't think it's a bad football team. Can you improve on this football team that you might, not you, but the listener might think is bad? Is it easy to improve this team? I think there are easy routes to improve this team. You find some offensive linemen that are better than what you have, and I think that improves this team. You find some people that can stay healthy in the secondary, and you're going to find yourself in a better position for sure.
248-539-9797. Gentlemen, after listening to Brad Holmes yesterday, obviously it's clear as daylight he is going to move on from David Montgomery, which I think is a huge mistake because Gibbs will be overused even more. And if he goes down, who do you turn to? An unproven fifth-round rookie? I know we need to clear cap space, but there's other ways to do it. That's from Marlon. Look, I find that, you know, I'm not married to, Montgomery, but you better have a good plan B. So if their plan B sucks and Jahmyr Gibbs gets overused, like fatigue and wear and tear are a real thing in this league. And yeah, I don't want Jahmyr Gibbs to be a workhorse back. I want him to be splitting carries with somebody competent. And if it's not going to be Montgomery, it better be somebody competent. Now, you don't have to shoot for the moon. You don't have to use a first-round pick on a running back.
No, you don't.
That would be a Jurassic decision.
That is a without question, that is that.
Anyway.
But you can find running backs throughout the draft.
You can find running backs throughout the draft.
There's a couple from Penn State that are pretty good.
And there's running backs. You know who looks good running behind a great offensive line is? A lot of running backs are going to look great.
Exactly.
Great offensive line.
That's the part that has to be fixed.
100%.
That's the part they have to know. What are they working with here? Is Taylor Decker coming back or not?
Yep. 248-539-9797. Open lines. We want to continue with the Lions discussion. Gator, yesterday the announcements came out regarding arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Tigers offered a record amount to an arbitration eligible starting pitcher, and that starting pitcher asked for a record more than what the Tigers offered. So I think there's a bunch of implied messages in the offer and the ask. And we'll get to that today at 12:05, because I wonder if this is about to get uncomfortable. Plus, congratulations to Patrick Kane, 500 goals, but it was an empty netter.
So?
Well, there you go. Some people say so. Some people go, eh.
Oh, you turned down an empty net goal? Is that what you're supposed to do?
Well, you can take it up with the people that go, eh. Uh-huh. We'll get to that at 12:30 on 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.